Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You may have not known that you weren't supposed to be eating romaine lettuce, but you can again now.
In certain states or everywhere?
Oh, everywhere.
I think it was everywhere.
Oh, I had some of that the other night.
Did you get squirts?
Not yet.
All right. Let me know.
I've been eating it.
Yeah. It might have been what the dog got into.
Was it salmonella or something like that or something on it?
E. coli. Outbreak linked to farms in Salinas, California. Appears to be over. The CDC lifted its warning after telling people in November to avoid all romaine lettuce. Since then, 167 people
us,
in 20, they did tell
they
us.
They did.
How long ago was this?
In November.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of remember
that. It was
that.
Late last year.
That's why.
Were they not selling it, though?
That's the thing.
No, they're still selling it.
Well, they were.
Since then, 167 people in 27 states have gotten sick, with 85 needing to be hospitalized.
I think they recalled a bunch of it. But
the FDA is still investigating to find the source of the contamination.
Yeah, one of the dogs was up every couple hours last night. And she's not inclined to bark, so you know she means business when she's barking. And at least she doesn't poop in the house.
That's nice.
She announces when she needs to go outside.
Did you... Because of bad romaine or what?
Yeah, probably. Okay.
I know. My dog loves a good salad.
Yeah. A good Caesar salad.
Yeah. Oh, they love it. Yeah, they love it.
Our dogs hate fruit and vegetables. Like if a grape falls on the floor, they don't want anything to do with it.
Really?
They're not allowed to eat grapes, are they? I don't think dogs can eat grapes anyway. I think they're... Check that out. I think they might be a little toxic for dogs. I've heard that, and that's when I drop my grapes. if I drop my grapes, I always scramble.
And I've heard raisins are
bad. Yeah.
Grapes and raisins known to be highly toxic to dogs.
I'd heard that too. I'm glad I knew that.
They don't know exactly which substance in the fruit causes the reaction.
You don't want another You don't want a $300 movie coming your way.
My dogs will eat the stalks. You know, when I chop up the broccoli or cauliflower, they'll eat the stalks.
My dogs will eat broccoli. My dogs are like Craig. They like cooked broccoli and cooked cauliflower, but not raw.
I'm the other way.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
That's completely the opposite.
No, you joke. My dog will actually eat lettuce. If I'm chopping lettuce and some falls on the ground, she'll walk right up and snatch it up.
Berries. My dog if I drop a couple of berries on the floor, they're all over it.
Berries are good.
Yep.
I dropped a piece of sesame chicken on the floor, on the kitchen floor the other night, and one of the dogs got it. The other one was just too slow. I'm like, man, that's like chance of a lifetime.
It is a chance, yeah.
You missed it. You're done.
I have a habit of feeding the dogs some human food, so I get yelled at. So what, I read that garlic salt can kill dogs too, right? I've checked all this crap out because our dog will eat anything, and then I like to eat by the fridge, and I drop stuff out of my mouth.
You kind of made it sound like you were trying to get rid of the dog.
No, I would have left the movie. I was trying to get rid of the dog. $300. I heard garlic was bad for dogs, too.
If it doesn't kill them,
it's bad for you.
If the dog eats a whole clove of garlic, a whole little head of garlic, then maybe there's problems.
Okay, but
if there's just some in the pasta...
Or garlic bread. I try to, that's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Why are you giving up the garlic bread, man?
The chocolate thing is
just a little piece of the end of it.
That's a little exaggerated, too. But if they get a hold of some, pure.
This vet said bring her in because you don't know. They could die and you don't want to waste.
It's 86% cocoa dark chocolate, that's more toxic to them than
I wouldn't risk it.
No, a Hershey bar.
Right. Or a Santa. Ate half a Santa last night.
Merry Christmas.
Some Reese's Pieces that are inside a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's all milk chocolate, so probably not that toxic to them.
So we'll see if Puss gets the squirts this morning. Puss being our producer, by the way, in case you're checking in, not know the show. That sounded. Well, let's listen to this show. Right. This show sounds interesting.
I think I'm clear.
Is it going to squirt?
I think I'm clear. It's been about 72 hours.
You're not a squirter.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't even know. If I get the squirts, I wouldn't even blame me. Be like, what did I eat? Like, what did I drink?
Yeah, you're right.
I wouldn't even go back
and
to
And by the way,
food.
Dr. Mina's told us the squirts, you know, if they happen just randomly, they're not. It's not bad for you. It just, the other day I had to squirt something, and I don't feel bad. No, it's just, that's how it came
System
out.
System resetting itself.
Yeah, basically, right?
Right. Yeah. You don't want it to happen all the time.
No, not at all.
No.
Not
and
at
for
all.
Prolonged periods, there's problems there.
Ooh, you had me a prolonged period.
Like dehydration kicks in there.
Yeah.
At
oh
some
yeah,
point.
That shit. Yeah. How's your throat, Craig? Speaking of food,
dehydration is not good.
How's your throat? Feeling better?
It's a little bit better.
Good, man.
Thank you.
When do you go back to the oncologist? What, do you have one of those?
I do.
Okay.
Another few months now.
All right.
Yeah, they got to wait a few months before they can.
But they've been looking down your throat every week still?
They have once.
Okay.
How long before they can give you the all clear?
Where you can just start smoking and drinking again.
Hopefully in another 3-6 months
they can say you're cancer free.
Well, the word they use is remission.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Cancer free and remission are different though.
It's not
by definition. They're the same.
Kind of think
remission
they are.
Is a period of time that you go through to make sure that you don't have cancer.
Okay, because my son's girlfriend. Had breast cancer.
Is she okay, by the way? She's like a sweet
and
girl.
And I think she was declared.
And she's hanging out with your son.
Cancer
be
free
sweet,
because
right.
It's been a little over a year.
Oh, good.
That's right. A 5-year thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Well, and I was declared cancer free as well.
And yeah, you were.
And then it came back.
And, yeah. But I wasn't. They just missed it.
Yep. That's why you need a second opinion.
Second opinion.
Man, that hurt.
Yeah, this might have worked this time, though. The cutting it out obviously didn't work.
It didn't work the first time.
Right, right.
So get a second opinion.
That's Dr. Mina, by the way. That's how she sounds, by the way, off the air. I can't wait till she hears this right. On the podcast. I hope she's in her car driving through Philly traffic when she hears me right now.
You
son of a bitch. You goddamn bastard. I don't sound like that.
I don't sound like that.
Yeah, that's what it'll
that's
be.
How dare you? I don't sound like that.
She great. Will strangle you.
Thank you.
See, I got permission first.
Yeah, but then Puss is going to get hammered for that, too.
Yeah.
She's going to go straight Lynn Coplets and be knocking on our door tomorrow morning.
Yes, she will.
With a baseball bat in hand.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Everybody loves the Homeowners Association.
Nobody does.
Yeah, I got to tell you a story. I haven't got a chance to tell you guys this. I was dealing with a homeowner lady in my neighborhood because we got back from vacation. We got back from Christmas. We're at the house, and it was like this omen. You guys know where I live, and
middle class neighborhood.
How do they determine who gets on your neighborhood homeowners association?
I think there's a vote and people have meetings.
I think you have to show up to the meetings.
I've never done anything.
You haven't participated.
I had a bad experience with them a couple years ago about a deck, and I didn't care, and I didn't. They stopped calling me because I said, "Don't bother me." And this is a good experience because I wake up and I go out on the. I'm out in the kitchen, opening up the blinds to the backyard, and. All right, the two houses to the right and left of me are fairly far apart, but you can see them. And my trees are bare, like all trees are now, so I can see the deck of the neighbor beside us. This is the neighbor, by the way, who when we first moved in, I was had longer hair and a beard, still pretty much the same thing. I'm digging a hole in the front yard, and they walk up and say, hey, excuse me, is the owner here? So yeah, that's what we're dealing with there.
Right.
And I've had no interaction with these people in 15 years because they're not there that much, so there's nothing bad to say about them. They're just never there.
Fine.
But this also—
So they're great neighbors.
Well, yeah, but I don't think we'd get along anyway. I never see him.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is also the guy that was mowing his lawn, and I was putting a tree in my backyard four or five years ago, and I just did this test where I think I'm just going to stand there, and we're like 4 feet from each other, just a fence between us, to see if he'd stop and look at me. Wouldn't even look at me.
Oh.
So obviously, I don't know what that is. Maybe it comes with preconditions. He just knows he don't want to deal with me.
Were you putting the tree in yourself?
Yeah, I've done it.
Really?
It's huge now, too,
wow.
By the way. Yeah,
I'm congratulations the man. For getting that done, yeah. Right?
Well, long story short, I opened the thing, and off his back deck is a 50-foot flag, Trump 2020, keep America great. And listen, this isn't even about politics, although to me it was. I said, well, that you can't do that. We're not supposed to have political signs and crap up in your yard, mm-hmm. And especially a 50-foot flag that pretty much is the entrance to our neighborhood. So I'm thinking, now I become this neighborhood association guy. Now I become that guy.
Call him up.
Now I become that. So I wasn't the other guy, but I got a hold of this lady, who, by the way, is a listener. She said, I love the show. I said, listen, I don't care where you lean. You know where I lean if you listen to the show. But we can't have this monstrosity of a flag.
They want political signs of any type.
None. None. Yeah. None. None.
Even like within a certain period of the election?
None. None. No. Oh, wow. None. They were ruled. I like it.
No yard signs?
No, nothing? No yard signs. I have seen them before, and they'll be sparse coming up, maybe more this fall. But it's not allowed. In the association, it says, if Alyssa says for sale or sold, no signs. I mean, people put about their kids' sports in the front. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and decorations are fine. They're not that anal. They just don't want political stuff. And I don't blame them, because neighbors moving in, moving out, you don't want to deal with that, especially in this day and age. So I said, this is crap. I said, and then she said she got a bunch of calls about it.
Really?
So apparently he got the notice, and like a week later, all of a sudden, it's an American flag out there. I'm thinking, you're not giving anybody any crap. I'm fine with that.
Right. I'll show these commie bastards.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm a lefty. American flag's fine. I don't care. I'm an American. Yeah, great. Yeah. But it was just a monstrosity of a flag flipping back there. I'm like, who are you doing this for? I mean,
it's just to piss people off.
I know. I'm thinking, but I don't get it, man.
Can you have a big Husker flag?
There's Husker flags hanging out. I got a Penn State sign in my front yard on the door, at least.
How about an Iowa flag?
Yeah, a bunch of Iowa flags.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They don't mind that.
Some KU flags in my neighborhood. No, that's fine. Okay. They just don't want political stuff. You know, don't want political stuff.
So they came to the rescue.
But it was just like what the hell? Just like flopping in the wind.
Yeah.
It's just huge, you know?
This is why pussy
made in China.
Don't want to move to a middle class.
No, I don't. I'm not middle class enough for that.
I will stay in the ghetto.
Yeah, but they might be able to, might not be able to get the flag taken down in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I have no neighborhood covenant or anything.
Yeah.
The only interaction I have from the Homeowners Association is when they are like, hey, you got to pay us.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it turns out you have to.
Yeah, you do. Yes,
what,
you do.
What are the dues?
Ours is like $250 a year.
Yeah, mine
really?
Is like $600. Yeah.
Wow, you're more middle class than Nick.
Well, there's a bunch of lawns I got to mow around there. Yeah,
ours spends a lot of money to mow the area around.
But I'm guessing after this conversation, which I was going to bring up earlier in the show, but the American flag went up, and I didn't care after that.
That goes to a green space they maintain?
Yeah. Now you know that thing. You know that thing's going to get back, and that Trump flag will be up in about a week. I'll have to call again.
Or just, maybe some amateur vandalism.
Well, you know what? I thought about that, but the fact is I don't do that. And let's clarify that. And secondly, there's cameras everywhere. So
You
really don't. And I don't vandalize people's property.
You don't want to contribute to being the violent Antifa.
No. Yeah. No, I'm nothing. I just didn't want a big, nasty, stupid political flag flopping in the wind.
You try to be a ninja and your hair's sticking out the back of your hood. I knew it was you.
Let's clarify this. I'm not going to touch that house. I'm fine. Good neighbors. We don't talk. That's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm American, too, so,
I'm trying to I'll stick it to him, put this flag up.
I don't think it was just me. Believe me, this lady told me she got a bunch of calls about it, so.
I'm just glad I'm not the only one who doesn't know my neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, you're not?
I mean, I wave, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're the same way. They don't want to deal with it either. You know, everybody's got lives.
Yeah.
I know most of my neighbors. I think the one dude across the street doesn't know that we've like had friendly conversations in the past because he'll come home just tanked and like see the garages open and come over and be like, "Hey, man!" And then like I'll see him the next day, and be like, "What's up?" And I'll be like, "Hey."
Listen, you're my drunk friend. I'm not talking to you when I'm sober.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you over across the street talking to that guy?
Well, our neighborhood has like at 4th of July, they have a big block party at down at the bottom of the hill, and they blow up all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Our house is the break line. Like
you're not asked.
We're the first house on the block that doesn't get invited. Everybody down the hill to the bottom of the hill from us and on both sides of the streets gets invited. We stopped getting
invited. Didn't you go to that the first year? Nobody wanted to talk to you. You said hell with it.
Yeah, we went one time. Yeah. First year we moved in. Yeah. Nobody would even blink an eye at us. We were there for like 20 minutes and we was like, "Never mind. Forget it."
Well, neighbors are like, you know, neighbors are like family in a way. I mean, you can't choose family, you can't choose neighbors, but you can choose friends.
Yeah, that's
you know. So I mean, they're the same way. They don't want to deal with you.
I'm not worried about it because I have friends.
Yeah,
I don't need them.
Right. A good neighbor is a neighbor you can just wave to.
That's
and what... don't mess with their property. They don't mess with your property. You know.
Well, I like. I had the neighbor to the one
Todd's
side.
Todd's still pissed off. His neighbor changed the dog's name.
Well, she's a friend.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah,
but like a couple weeks ago, the neighbor's sprinkler system broke.
Yeah.
And I come home from in the afternoon, and the nozzle outside on the house is just spewing water
right.
everywhere. And I know he's a doctor. He doesn't come home till later. So right. I'm over there trying to turn it off and get everything stopped and then knocking on the door. I left a note.
Oh, there you go.
He came over and said, "Thanks for that." Yeah, but, you know,
you should say, "What are you doing here, dude?" Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we have a decent enough relationship.
You got a peanut butter.
The neighbors will go check their mail when they're on vacation.
Oh, yeah. We got cool neighbors,
too. The only time I get mad is when, because we've got hills on both sides and that go down to my house. And some people park their car in the street when it's icy, and I'm afraid I'm going to take the car out if I start sliding down the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wish they just move their car. There's a driveway right there.
Yeah.
And a garage, and I wish they would use that instead of the
street.
Eventually,
that truck's going to slide down the hill. I know your neighborhood, and just take out four cars.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to say, sorry.
I've come close to doing that a couple of times.
I love that the drunk guy crosses the street, talks to you when he's hammered, and the next day he goes, "Oh, it's this guy waving at me for?"
Yeah. You'd be like, "Well, we're not buddies." Well, I get a lot of great neighbors. We hang out with our neighbors a lot, but we don't really see them during the winter because it's like more when it's nice out, everybody will be like, you know, hanging out and having a beer on the porch.
How about you, Craig? Yeah. We don't know where you live, but how are your neighbors?
I don't know.
You don't know them?
One of the one, two, three, four, that we chat with, and they're great.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
would you recognize a neighbor outside your neighborhood?
No.
Yeah, that's the key.
Well, I mean, them I would, but none of the others.
I know, but walking through a Target and seeing somebody that's your neighbor that you don't know that well, you wouldn't recognize them because they're not in the place
right.
you see them.
That one neighbor I would.
Right.
Those people I would, but none of the others.
You put the TV in the garage and invite them over to watch the race?
NASCAR
on a Sunday afternoon?
Federal flag hanging up?
No, we're not doing that.
Invite them over to watch the race.
Not doing that.
Remember when Black Tony... lived in one neighborhood in this town, and three or four houses down, the guy had a NASCAR garage with a huge Confederate flag hanging at it.
Yeah. It was in the garage.
Tony is Black Tony for a reason.
It wasn't on display.
No.
It was in the garage.
It was when the garage's door was open all the time, he said.
He wanted to go watch the race with him, but then he saw the other flag, and he's like, price. Maybe not.
That guy didn't wave at Tony much,
what's
apparently.
What's up, neighbor?
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.